From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka reporting. Now, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is committed to a June 12th summit with U.S. President Donald Trump and complete denuclearization. South Korea's President Moon Jae-in made the announcement Sunday. Moon met Kim at the border Saturday for the second time in a month to discuss how to keep Kim's summit with Trump on track. The meeting followed a whirlwind 24 hours that saw Trump cancel the highly anticipated June 12th meeting before saying it was potentially back on. Trump said Saturday, things are moving very nicely toward a summit on June 12th in Singapore with Kim. President Donald Trump has welcomed to the White House an American held for 2 years in a Venezuelan jail, saying the Utah man has undergone a very tough ordeal. 26-year-old Joshua Holt and his wife Tamara Caleno arrived in the U.S. Saturday evening. As the AP's Ben Thomas reports, Venezuelan officials released the Holts after high-level talks between President Nicolas Maduro and U.S. lawmakers.
Joshua Holt's release came after Senate Foreign Relations Committee Chairman Bob Corker met with Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro on Friday. That followed months of secret back-channel talks between one of the senator's aides and Maduro allies. Holt had been held in a notorious Caracas prison run by the secret police, and his release looked unlikely a week ago when he appeared in a clandestinely shot video railing against the Maduro government and saying his life was threatened in a prison riot. In retaliation, a Socialist Party leader in a television appearance labeled Holt the CIA's top spy in Latin America. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Holt said he was overwhelmed with gratitude on Saturday. This is VOA News. A cyclone more powerful than any previously recorded in southern Oman slammed into the Gulf country and neighboring Yemen on Saturday. The city of Salalah saw nearly 3 years' worth of rainfall in a single day. Officials said the storm killed at least 5 people, while more than 30 remain missing. Irish citizens have voted by a large margin to repeal the country's restrictive abortion law. Election officials released the referendum results Saturday. More than 66% of voters were in favor of repealing the ban, while 33% voted to keep the current law. Ireland's Health Minister Simon Harris said the vote to repeal is not taken lightly.
I think it's a very significant day for Ireland. It's not celebration in the marriage equality sense. Termination is never a cause for celebration. No woman ever wants to find themselves in that situation. But it is certainly relief that Ireland has voted to be a more compassionate place.
A leading anti-abortion group said Saturday the referendum was a tragedy of historic proportions. In an exclusive interview with VOA's Persian service, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said Iran should allow the International Atomic Energy Agency inspections.
If they want a peaceful nuclear energy program, fine, but they can import that material. Other countries do it. It works for many countries around the world. And in order for us to achieve that, to get comfortable if that's the case, there will have to be inspections.
President Trump withdrew the U.S. from the 2015 Iran nuclear agreement, saying it was a bad agreement because Iran was not living up to its side of the deal. The IAEA has repeatedly confirmed Tehran has been meeting its nuclear commitments fully. 7 inmates have died in a northern Iraq prison. Kurdish province local government says the inmates died of asphyxia during a fire that was part of a prison riot. The riot was to cover a foiled breakout attempt. A statement Saturday said 12 inmates were being treated for smoke inhalation. The United Nations says Afghanistan's ongoing drought has gripped two-thirds of the 34 provinces and has put more than 2 million people at risk of becoming severely food insecure. The UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs said the drought is expected to negatively impact the upcoming agricultural seasons, just as it did this winter. The U.S. states of Florida and Mississippi launched emergency preparations Saturday ahead of the arrival of subtropical storm Alberto, a slow-moving system expected to cause wet misery across the eastern U.S. Gulf Coast over the Memorial Day weekend. We have more stories on VOAnews.com. Go there to learn more. I'm Liz Pelka for VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.